Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Tesvav. We are holding on daf Tesvav Amir Aleph, about five lines into the page from the top of daf Tesvav Amir Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Moshe Schwartz, my Zichur Chavrusa, in honor of the 10th Yahrzeit of Dan Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So first thing we're going to discuss today is we're going to talk about an esrog that emerged in 1 year and then was picked in the next year. You have an esrog bas shishis, shenichnesas l'shviyis. What's its status as far as meiser is concerned? Is it chayiv or pata from meiser? Meaning if it's a shemitah esrog, it would be pata from meiser. If it's considered a six-year esrog, it would be chayiv in meiser. What's its status as far as biur is concerned? During shemitah, there's a mitzvah biur, but there is no mitzvah biur when it's not a shemitah year. We're going to talk about it bas shviyis, shenichnesas l'sheminis. If it's, from the seventh year into the eighth year. Also, what's its status as far as Meiser and what's its status as far as Biur? Then the Gemara is going to challenge the Shita of Rabba and Rav Hamnuna from a Braisa that teaches that Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Shimon that an Esrog of the sixth year that enters into the seventh year is Pater from Meiser and Biur because Ein l'chadavar shechayv b'Meiser alam kein gadol v'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. That when it comes to Meiser, there's nothing that's going to be chayiv and meiser unless it both grew under a situation of chiyuv and was also picked during a condition of chiyuv. It has to be grown and picked in the same year in order for it to be chayiv in meiser. And then the Gemara is going to have about Av Tulmus being the source of Rabba and Rav Hamnuna's shita. We'll get into the details as we go. But that's basically just one topic in today's daf, and that is an esrog that comes from 1 year into the next year. Which year do we attribute it to as far as meiser is concerned and as far as biur is concerned? I'm just going to apologize in advance. We're going to have to end the shiur early because I do have to run to a bris this morning that I need to be on time to. So we're going to just try to get as much done as we can. So we're starting again, as we said, about five lines from the top on daf tesvav amid aleph. So says the Gemara, Maishna hasam diktani meiser shneiv nechnesos shlishis u'maishna hachadiktani meiser shlishis nechnesos l'rviyis. Why is it that when we described Yurakos on Daf Yud Beis, the Bryce over there wanted to give an example where it sort of it hovers over 2 years, it sort of straddles 2 years, and why is it that when we gave such an example by a Yerek, we said when we were talking about if you were malakit a Yerek before Rosh Hashanah and another one after Rosh Hashanah, we said that if it was the second year going into the third year, that was the example that we gave. Since the third year is a Maiserani year and the second year is a Maisersheni year, whereas Maishna Hacha by an Esrog and Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, we also wanted to give an example where you have a Maiserani year and a Maisersheni year, but the Ketani Maiser Shlishis Nechnes L'Reviyas. Instead of giving the example of the second and third year, we give an example of the third and the fourth year. It's just odd that we would switch the examples. We get it. The third year is a Maiserani year, both the year before it and the year after it are Maiser Sheni years, but why would we switch the examples? The answer is Gemara Milsa Gavorche Kamash Mulan. The Gemara Dafka wanted to draw our attention to that. The Braisa wanted to draw our attention to that discrepancy so that it could teach us something else, some other important bit of information, and that is the Esrog Kasha LeYada, that when one handles an Esrog tree too much, it damages the tree. One has to take care of an Esrog tree with a very gentle care. You handle it too much, it will damage the tree. And since during the Shemitah year the peros are hefker, so everyone is coming and touching and handling the tree, it's going to take 3 years after Shemitah till that tree is able to produce fruits again. So the first fruits that grow are going to be in the third year. So the Braisa wants to give an example of you have a Maiser Sheni and a Maiser Ani issue. It can't say second year and third year because second year there aren't going to be any fruits. So it's got to give an example of third year and fourth year. When is the Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? What is during which month is Rosh Hashanah of an Esrog? Amalei Shvat. Rabbi Yannai said it's in Chodesh Shvat. So then he said Shvat the Chadashim or Shvat the Tekufa, Chodesh Shvat as we count it in the months in the regular lunar calendar, or the Shvat the Tekufa, meaning should we look at the solar calendar and start 30 days after the beginning of Tekufas Teves and refer to that as Shvat? The Savik is because the rain is Talui in the sun, it's Talui in the seasons as we go in the solar calendar, and it's not Talui in the lunar calendar. The reason the Rosh Hashanah was established in Chodesh Shvat is because we just said in yesterday's daf, Rov Gishmei Hashanah, the majority of the rain that has fallen that season has already fallen by Shvat. But really, it depends on the lunar calendar is can vary from year to year in terms of when Chodesh Shvat falls out. It would make more sense to associate it with the solar calendar because that actually relates to the rainy season. So Amalei the Chadashim. So he nevertheless says to him that no, we follow the Rosh Hashanah being Shvat based on the Chodshei Halavana, based on the lunar calendar, not based on the solar calendar, because the ripening of the fruits depends on the lunar calendar as well, and also because the Jewish people count all their months based on the lunar calendar and not on the solar calendar. Tosfos points out that even though we asked him Baron Esrog, the suffix is really about all Peros Ilan. Some say the reason he asked him Baron Esrog is because according to Rabbi Gamliel, we follow Lakita, and Esrog is Darbi Ilano Mishana Lashana. So sometimes you'll pick it during that time where you'll be picking two people will be picking Esrogim in the same Tkufa, one before Tu B'Shvat and one after Tu B'Shvat, just like we saw by Rabbi Akiva that he picked an Esrog on Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat depending on your on the version of the story, as opposed to other Peros Ilan which are Talui and Chanata. So he asked about an Esrog, but really the truth is that the Shaila relates to all Peros Ilan. It's not only a din in Esrog. So anyway, so says the Gemara now the next Shaila. What if that year was a Shanamu Uberes? So the Zmanim are a little bit off. You know, sometimes you have a leap year and say, oh, Pesach is coming out late this year. Things are just a little bit off from where they normally are. So in such a year, do we say that Shvat is not going to be the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? We're about to add in an extra month in order to even things out. You know, so should we say that Shvat is not the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos? Amalei, halachacha rov shanim. Now you follow most years. Most years are not Shanim Ubaros, and Shvat is therefore the appropriate Rosh Hashanah during most years. So we keep it consistent. We keep Shvat as the Rosh Hashanah, even though there may be still many more days of the rainy season since you have two Adars coming up. Nevertheless, we still keep it as Rosh Hashanah. Some explain that the Baya, this Shiloh over here, is Talui on whether Adar Rishon is considered the additional month or Adar Sheni is considered the additional month. Because if the Sheni is the Tosefes, then the Rosh Hashanah Lilanos should be in the Shvat that Samach L'Teves. But if the Rishon is the Tosefes, so the Ikr Chodesh Adar is only the second one, it could be that the first one, the first Adar, really has a din of Shvat. So the Gemara says, no, we're Halachach HaRov Shanim, and therefore the second one is the Tosefes. That's how some of the Acharonim explain that the Suffolk is really about how to view the two Chodesh Adars. That's what the Mishkanos Yaakov writes in his Sefer Kilos Yaakov over here. So says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rabba, Esrog Bashisha Shenichnas Al Shviyas. Here's the primary topic of our daf. You have an Esrog that grew in the sixth year, but it emerged during the sixth year, but then you picked it off of the tree in the Shemitah year. Petura min ha-meiser, it's part of a meiser like Shemitah produce, u petura min ha-bir, and you don't have to do beer like you do by all other payrolls that have Kedusha Shvias. You don't have to be mevarit from the bias after it's kalu l'chayim min ha-sada, after it's no longer available to chayim min ha-sada. The halacha is when you have fruit that has Kedusha Shvias, you have to get it, to take it out of your house and be mafkarit. U ba-shvias shenichnas al ha-shminis, and similarly, if you have payrolls that emerged during the Shemitah year, but were only picked off the tree during the eighth year, post Shemitah, Petura b'meiser, it's part of a meiser like Shemitah produce, the chayeves b'biur, and it's also going to be chayev and biur like Shemitah produce. So I'm going to by Bishlam Seifa, says, I get the second case that we just said, an esrog that emerged during the seventh year and was picked during the eighth year, it's part of a meiser, it's chayev and biur. That's consistent. That's telling me that we follow the chanata as far as Shemitah is concerned, and therefore you treat it as Kedusha Shvias because it's it's chanata happened, its emergence happened during Shemitah year. And you have to be mevarit min abayis because it is Shemitah. So even though that din is so sir, the din that we brought in the Reisha, that in the Reisha we said that if it emerged during the sixth year, it was picked during the seventh year, it's pata for Meisar. For Meisar, it sounds like we follow the Lakita as far as Shvius is concerned. So I understand that you could say so, you could justify such a thing, because you might be Mesupak what the din of an Esrog is with regard to Shemitah. Do I follow Chanata? Do I follow Lakita? So, okay, so I get it. As far as Meisar, you're going to want to be, since Shemitah is a din Daraisa, Sveka Daraisa Luchumra. So I get that you want to go Luchumra. So by both of them, you're going to say, as far as Biur is concerned, you're going to say that you have to be Mevarim in Abayas. So I get that. I get that you want to be Machmir on both ends as far as Biur is concerned. El Reisha, but as far as the Reisha is concerned, where we spoke about a case that it emerged during the sixth year and was picked during the seventh year, Petura min Abiur, Amai, why would we say that it's Pata from Biur? In the seventh year, it's Luchumra, we should go Basu Lakita. So we should be Noe Kedusha Shvius. Since it was picked during the seventh year, it should be Chayiv in Biur. So you see that there must have not been a suffix as to which year we follow, whether we follow the year of the Chanata or we follow the year of the Biur. Darminan Zil Basar Chanata. It must be that we're saying definitively we follow the Chanata, where as far as the Dinim of Shemitah are concerned. And if the Chanata happened in the sixth year, it's Pata from Biur. But then if that's the case, Yachid is Chayiv B'Meiser. So then why are you going to say that it's Pata from B'Meiser? It should be Chayiv. It was Chanata during the sixth year. It should be Chayiv B'Meiser, like sixth year produce. This is a long way of really asking just a very fundamental question, that the first halacha is a stira minei ubei, right? The first halacha we said was that if the chanata was in the sixth year and the likita was in the seventh year, so if you stop it right there, you know that it has to be consistent, right? That if you're going to call it sixth year produce, it's going to have to be chayiv in meiser and pater from beer. If it's, you're going to call it seventh year produce, it's going to have to be pater in a meiser and chayiv in beer. There's no way you could say it's chayiv in both or that it's pater in both, because that's inconsistent. It's inherently inconsistent. And what did we say? We said pater min ha-meiser, pater min ha-biur. We said that it's pater from both. Pater min ha-meiser as if it's Shemitah produce, pater min ha-biur as if it's not Shemitah produce. So that's, it's inherently inconsistent. That's the Gemara's question. Whereas in the second halacha where we spoke about Shviyas nechnasas l'shminas, so that was consistent. We said it's pater from meiser and chayiv in biur. That's another way of saying it's Shemitah produce. So the first case that we had mentioned of Bashish Shnichas al Shvius, the halacha that we said was inherently inconsistent. So Rabbi said to Abaye, you're right, by Shvius you follow the Chanata, you follow when the emergence of the fruit happened, and therefore an Esrog that had a Chanata during the sixth year does not have Kedusha Shvius, and that's why it's Pata from Biur. Why is it that we said it's Pata from Meiser as well? Because Yara kol mash v'vat amrit eschayv b'meiser, since everyone is handling it, even though it's not, you don't have to be mafkarit because it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, but since all the fields and all the pardesim are open during Shemitah and anyone who wants to come in is going and taking whatever they want, so the Esrog tree also is among those trees, and you're not able to, you can't guard an Esrog tree when all the trees surrounding it are hefker for everybody, so therefore it has a status of hefker. And forget about being Shemitah, it's hefker. Hefker is Pata from Meiser. So you're right, it's not Shemitah produce, so it's going to be Pata from Biur. You know why it's Pata from Meiser as well? Not because it's Shemitah. It's because all the trees around it are going to be hefker. Memela, this is going to be hefker also, because you can't keep people away. You know, Jews, you can put, what are you going to do? You can put a sign next to the tree. Don't touch this tree. Jews aren't so good at listening to signs. It's not going to work. You either have security around your field or you don't have security around your field. Rav Hamnuna Amar Bashisha Shenichnesel Sushvius. Rav Hamnuna says, you have an Esrog that had its Chanata during the sixth year and the Lakita during the seventh year, li olam shishis. It has a halacha of a sixth year produce, no matter what. As far as chayiv meiser is concerned, it's chayiv and meiser. As far as biur is concerned, it's pater min biur. Uba shviyas anachnasas lishminis li olam shviyas. And if it's a seventh year produce that goes into the eighth year, then it's full fledged shemitah produce. It's pater from meiser, it's chayiv and biur. So that is very consistent, meaning that we always follow the chanata when it comes to an esrog, just like we do by all other peiros, and we ignore the fact that yara kol mimash mashinbo, that everyone is handling it. Since me'ikar adin, you don't have to be mafkirit, that's not considered afkarta demalka of shmita, and it's considered just stealing. People come in, just because someone steals from me, and I have no way of protecting my my possessions from being stolen, it doesn't mean that my possessions are hefker. Just because I don't have a good alarm system, it doesn't make it hefker. So the esrog tree is not hefker, and therefore it's going to have full status of 6 year produce and not shemitah produce, even though it was shishas and nechnesus l'shvias. So meisve. So now the Gemara asks on Rabba and Rav Hamnuna from Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon esrog b'shishas and nechnesus l'shvias. If you have chanata, the emergence of the pre during the 6th year, and then the lakita happens during the 7th year, peturim in a meiser, peturim in a beer. It's potter from meiser and it's potter from beer, meaning you follow the chanata, and therefore it's potter from meiser, and it emerged during the 6th year and has no kedusha shvias, but nevertheless it's potter from it has no kedusha. It's potter from meiser. You're going to follow the chanata, and it's going to be considered 6 year produce, and it's still going to be potter from meiser because shein lechadavar shchayv meiser elim kein gadol b'chiyuv v'nilkat b'chiyuv. This esrog was picked during the 7th year, which is not a zman of chiyuv meisros, and any fruit in that situation is going to be potter. Even so the esrog also is potter from meiser because yada kol memashpish bo, and it has the status of hefker, and that's why it's potter from meiser, even though it doesn't have kedusha shvius. Uba shvius and nechnasas l'shminis, an esrog that emerged during the shemitah year and was then picked during the 8th year, peturim in a meiser, is also going to be potter from meiser because the chanata happened during the shemitah year, and we already said that that's what we look at. We look at the chanata. We look at when the pre emerged. Upturim in a beer, but it's also going to be potter from beer because even though the chanata happened during the shemitah year, sheilu chadavar shchayv bebiur elam kein gadol b'shvius v'nilchad b'shvius. In order to be chayv in beer, everything has to happen during the shemitah year. In order to be chayv in beer, it doesn't only have to have kedusha shvius, but the lakita also has to be during the shemitah year. The pasuk says levehemtecha lechaya shabaratzecha. We learn from there that's the pasuk that teaches us the din of beer in shvius. So it says b'shvius is not b'shminis. That's how Rashi explains. So you need everything to be b'shvius. Nothing can be b'shminis in order to have a chi of beer. But as far as all the other dinim of shemitah, it does have kedusha shvius, because when you're looking at for kedusha shvius, you look at when the chanata happens. So you want to know, can I do schara with it? No, you can't do schara with it. Can I be motzi and bring it outside of Eretz Yisrael? No, you cannot bring it outside of Eretz Yisrael. Can I waste it? No, but it's just part of it. It's a technicality that biur requires that both the chanata and the lakita happen during the shemitah year. So it just happens to be part from biur, even though it has kedusha shvius. So now the Gemara says the kasha that we're driving at. Reisha kasha the Rav Hamnuna, Seifa kasha bein l'Rabba bein l'Rav Hamnuna. The reisha that says that an esrog that has chanata during the 6th year and is picked during the 7th year is pater from meiser. That's a kasha of Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna held that an esrog that has chanata during the 6th year is chayiv in meiser. And then the seifa that says that an esrog that had chanata during the 7th year and then was picked during the 8th year is pater from biur is kasha on both Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, because both of them held that if it had a chanata during shemitah year and it was picked during the 8th year, it's chayiv in biur, that it has a full fledged din of a shemitah esrog, including the din of biur. So we're going against both previous shitos. So says the Gemara, whether you follow lakita or chanata when it comes to the shemitah status of an esrog, tanaihi, that's a machlokas tanaim. And Rabbi and Rav Hamnuna hold like Avtumus, who holds what they hold, and they follow the chanata. And others disagree. Titania, Amar Rav Yossi, Avtumus heil mishum chamisha zakenim. Avtumus gave edus in the name of 5 zakenim. Esrog achal lakitas. So lemeiser, when it comes to esrog, we follow the lakita of the esrog as far as meiser is concerned. We follow the date you pick it off of the tree, and that's going to be its rule as far as meiser is concerned. Rabbi Seinu nimnu buusha va'amru achar lakita, so bein lemeiser bein l'shvius. Rabbi Seinu got together in Usha, and they said, they took a vote, and they said you follow when it's picked off of the tree, both with regard to meiser and with regard to shemitah. Shvius mandakar shemay. So this is where, well, the first time it didn't say anything about shemitah. Why all of a sudden are you bringing up Shemitah in a conversation that is not about Shemitah bichlal? So says Gemara, Chisuri Machsavachi Ketani. Avtulmus's statement was cut short a little bit, and we need to add a little bit more detail. And here's how it goes. Esrog achar lekitasa lemeiser v'achar chanata l'shvius. As far as the din of meiser, you look at the date the esrog was picked off of the tree. As far as the dinim of shvius, the dinim of Shemitah, you look at the date that the esrog emerged from the tree. So if the Chanata happened during the 6th year, it does not have Kedusha Shviyas. The Chanata happened during the 7th year, I don't care that it was picked in the 8th year, it has Kedusha Shviyas and it's going to be Chayiv in Biur. For Rabbi Seinu, Nimnu Busha, but Rabbi Seinu got together and took a vote in Usha, and they said that by an Esrog, Achali Kitaso, Bein the Meiser, Bein the Shviyas, that you follow the date that it was picked off the tree, both by Meiser and by Shviyas. So it turns out that according to Avtulmus, we follow Chanata of an Esrog with regard to Shemitah, and that's the Shita of Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, that an Esrog that was Chanat b'Shviyas has full Kedusha Shviyas, and is Chayiv and Bir, and is Pata for Meiser, because it has full Kedusha Shviyas. And an Esrog that was Chanat b'Shishis, according to everybody, is going to be Pater from Biur. It's just that there's a machlokas, Rabba and Rav Hamnuna, whether an Esrog that's Chanat b'Shishis is also Pater from Meiser, because Yala Kol Mimash B'Shin Bo, and therefore it has a status of Hefker, or do we say, no, it's people are stealing it. There's a difference between stealing and Hefker. That would not be considered, that would not grant it the status of Hefker. The Shita of Rashi and Tosos in our Gemara is that there are really three Shitos of here. The Chamisha Zekedim Ram Gamliel and Rabba Ram Nuna say that Esrog is Achal Kita Linyan Meiser and Chanata for Shviyas, that an Esrog is Shavali Ilan Begimel Drachim and Liarek Bedarach Echa. Then you have the Rabbi Seinu Bu'usha who say that it's Achal Kitaso Bein Lemeiser, Bein Lashviyas, and then you have Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that it's Achal Chanata Bein Lashviyas, Bein Lemeiser. So not all Mishnah learn that way, but okay, so it says in Marvaiter, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Army Tarvayim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish both say, Esrog Bashisha Shenichtas Lashviyas. If you have an Esrog that say 6th year Esrog, that then entered into the 7th year, meaning Chanata happened during the 6th year, and you picked it off the tree during the 7th year. Li'olam Shishas, for all halachos, it has a din of a 6th year Esrog, no Kedusha Shviyas whatsoever. So it's going to be Chayiv and Meiser, because that's when the Chanata happened during the 6th year. Kiyasa, Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, when Ravin came in, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog Bashisha Shnichsa L'Shviyas, that if the Chanata happened in the 6th year, and the emergence of the Esrog happened in the 7th year, Afilu Kazayas, even if it only grew to the size of a Kazayas during the 6th year, Vinasis Kikar, and then during the 7th year it expanded and it grew to the size of a Kikar, Chayav Nala Mishum Tevel. It has still has a din of 6 year produce. Even though you looked at it at the end of the 6 year on the tree, it was teeny tiny, it was the size of an olive, and now it's a gigantic Esrog. It's one of the Temani Esrog, right? It's a gigantic Esrog. Nevertheless, Rav Shechter used those Esrogim. There's a rabbi in Queens, he holds that it has the best Yichus. So there's a rabbi in Queens that sends him, he said he never met him, but every year he sends him a free Esrog. So Rav Shechter was saying on Friday night that he doesn't believe in spending a ton of money on Esrogim, much better to give the money to Aniyim. You get a kosher Esrog, you get a nice Esrog, you don't have to spend a ton of money on Esrogim. He said, I don't spend any money on Esrog anymore. Some rabbi in Queens, who I don't even know, sends me all these Esrogim. He sends me an Esrog every year. So I guess that's a certain madriga in life when someone's buying you an Esrog. So anyway, what was I saying? Totally lost my train of thought. So yeah, so Kiyas Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog Bashish Nitzel Shviyas, Afil Kazayis Nas Kikar, even though it grew, blew up during the 7th year, is still Chayiv Mishum Tevel. It still has the status of Tevel. So again, there is three Shitos as far as Esrog during Shemitah. The Chamisha Zekenim, which is the Shita of Ram Gamliel in the Mishnah, that by Shemitah we follow the Chanata, by Meiser we follow the Lakita. The Rabba and Rav Hamnuna just argue whether an Esrog that's Chanat Bashishis and is Nilkat Bashviyas is Chayiv and Meiser because it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, so you say, no, Yala Kol Mash is part of Meiser. But that's one Shita. Then you have Rabbi Seinu and Usha that say, both for Dine Shemitah and Dine Meiser, look at what it's picked off of the tree. And then you have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah that no, both the Gabi Meiser and the Gabi Shemitah, you look at not when it's picked off of the tree, when the Chanata happens, when it emerges from the tree. So Tan Rabbanan, Ilan Shechantu Peiros of Kadum Chamisha Asur B'Shvat, Misasur L'Shana Sha'avra, a tree that the Chanata happened before Tu B'Shvat, you consider it in last year's produce. Acher Chamisha Asur B'Shvat, if it happened after Tu B'Shvat, Misasur L'Shana Ba, you consider it next year's produce, and it goes in that pile of maestros. Amr Rabbi Nechemia, B'medvar Mamurim, B'ilan Sha'osur Shtei Brichos B'Shana. That's a tree that has two times that fruits grow on that tree through the year. Shtei brichas al gadaydich, what do you mean? A bricha, peros, ilan? That's not a word we even use. A bricha is what we use when birds are born. What does that have to do with trees? So, ela ema, ke'en shtei brichas. No, what he meant to say is that that an ilan that's peros are not do not all ripen at one time. That there's a gemar pri on a number of peros at a certain tkufa, and then later on there's going to be a gemar pri of many others. Avil ilan also bricha achas. But if you have a tree that ripens once a year, all the fruits ripen once a year, and is all picked once a year, kigon, tekalim, v'zesim, v'charuvin, like those kinds of trees, then we follow the lakita. Afal pisha chantu peroseyan. Kodem chamisha asu b'shvat b'sashon l'shana ba. Then we're not going to look at the chanata, we're going to look at the lakita. And if even though the chanata happened before to b'shvat, it's next year's produce. Am Rabbi Yochanan nagu am b'charuvin k'Rabbi Nechemia. That when it comes to charuvin, when it comes to carob trees, we follow Rabbi Nechemia, that you look at the lakita. That became the common practice. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. B'no Shuach, if you have white figs that are called B'no Shuach, where they grow for a long time on the tree, and from the time of the Chanata till the time of the Lakita, it's years and years and years. You can go 3 years from the time it emerges till the time it's actually ready to be picked. Shviyas Shalahen Shnia. Their Shviyas year, the year that they're going to be considered Shemitah produce, is when it's the second year from Shemitah. Meaning the peros that are picked during the second year of the Shemitah cycle, those are the ones that have Kedusha Shviyas. The Shviyas Shalem, their Shemitah is going to be the second year of the Shemitah cycle. Why? Because it took 3 years for it to fully grow. So the Chanata must have happened during Shemitah. So you see that you follow the Chanata when it comes to Shviyas. But that's Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan, who said that by Charuvin we follow Rabbi Nechemia, that you follow the Lakita. So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer anything. So Reish Lakish's question. Amalei Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Amai Ishtik, why was Rabbi Yochanan quiet? Sounds like he doesn't have an answer. He can't give an answer to such a kasha. I could tell you what the answer should be. Leimalei, let Rabbi Yochanan answer Reish Lakish. Amin Alachana Rabbi Nechemia, V'atam Adli Rabbanan. I'm telling you that people follow the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia. You're bringing me a braisa that doesn't hold like Rabbi Nechemia. You're bringing a braisa that disagrees with Rabbi Nechemia and holds like the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen answered back to Rabbi Abba HaKohen that the reason Rabbi Yochanan was shasak, the reason Rabbi Yochanan didn't give such an answer, is mishum da amrle, because Reish Lakish would have responded back to that, shafkitz rabbanan v'avad k'Rabbi Nechemia. How could it be though? Why would you say that people are following Rabbi Nechemia when you have machlokas rabbanan Rabbi Nechemia? You're not supposed to follow Rabbi Nechemia. He's a das yachid. You're supposed to follow the rabbim, and the rabbim are the rabbanan. So why would you abandon the sheet of the rabbanan in favor of the sheet of Rabbi Nechemia? V'lemele, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say back to him, "Kamin alach nagu va'atamitli isura"? I didn't tell you that everyone has to follow Rabbi Nechemia. I'm telling you that's the minhag, and you're asking me from a brisa. It sounds like that there's an isser to follow Lakita. I agree that there's an isser to follow Lakita. I'm just telling you what the minhag am is, and the minhag am is like Rabbi Nechemia. So the Gemara says that if that would have been Rabbi Yochanan's response, Damar Leir Reish Lakish could have said, "B'makom isura ki nagu shafkinalu." If you're going to say that when there's an isser bedavar, we're going to allow people to just be knowing this way. We're not going to make a macha'a about such a thing. Meaning at a certain point, if the rabbi sees that everybody's doing something wrong, you got to say something. You can't just, I just got an email this morning about something that goes on in Jewish communities. And, I gave a shiur recently about whether it's us or a mutter, and the conclusion was that it was us. I'm not going to get into the details right now. So someone said, yeah, you conclude that it's us, but what's your responsibility now? Don't you have to say something if you hold that something is us, or that everybody is doing something? So yeah, I gave a shiur. I said it was us. They have a responsibility. If you see that something is, that people are committing, it was about insurance fraud. If you see that people are committing insurance fraud, so you got to say something. People can't commit insurance fraud. You heard it here first. You're not allowed to steal, not from Jews, not from Goyim, not from anybody. So of course you have to say something. If everyone's doing an issur, you can't just say, oh, but the minhag is that way. The minhag is we commit insurance fraud. No, the minhag is not that way. You can't allow the minhag to be that way. So the Gemara goes back. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yochanan be able to say to Reish Lakish on his kasha, when I say that the Am follows Rabbi Nechemia, that's only by Meiser Charuvin, which is Derabanan, like all the Peros Yilan that are Chayv Meiser Mi Derabanan. And you're coming back at me with a din of Shviyas by Beno Shuach, which is Chayv Min HaTorah, because by a din Derabanan we could say that the Cham will be Mesakein to follow the Lakita, but maybe when it comes to Shemitah, which is Min HaTorah, you follow the Chayv
hanata, not the lakita, when it actually emerges from the tree. So ela amar Rabbi Abba Akoen tmehani im chashiva im eshiva Reish Lakish l'tshuvazu. He says, I wonder if really Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan this kasha from this mishnah of Noshuach, because it's so pashut that you can give such an obvious answer. It doesn't even make sense that that ever would have been the conversation, that he would challenge him on a din d'rabbanan from a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, im heshiva ha'usva. What do you mean im heshiva, whether he responded? He's the one that asked the question. We find that Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan from this Mishnah. Ela'ema, no, what he meant to say is that he wonders to me'ani whether im kibla Rabbi Yochanan. Did Rabbi Yochanan really accept such a raya that Reish Lakish is going to bring from a din of Bino Shuach during the Shemitah year, and he changed his mind based on Nagu'am, that Nagu'am Karabin Nechemia, and he was, he initially said Nagu'am Karabin Nechemia, and he changed his mind, now he was shasak because this was such an overwhelming raya, or imlo kibler. Maybe he wasn't makabel from Rabbi Yochanan, and he didn't really change his mind. He was shasak, he didn't say anything. Maybe he didn't see a need to answer such a question, because it's such an obvious chilik between maisa, which is Rabbanan, and shvius, which is minat Torah. That's always the question. Whenever you have someone that is shasak, you always have to figure out, ishtika kahuda'a? Do you say that they were shasak because they were moda, they agree that they were incorrect, or do you say, no, the opposite? That there was no need to respond because it's so obvious that what the response is going to be, that the kasha was not a good kasha to begin with. Okay, we're going to stop there. I apologize that I had to stop so early, but I have to run today. So have a great day, everybody.